hoki mai ko Girly Clark tēnei kōrero Anna Kārena, ka mutu i ahu mai eia i tupuake Wainganui te Aupouri. Nā e hoama i tēnei ata i a tātou e kōrero nei i tēnei ata. E kōrero nā tātou mō tetahi mahi hōhonu mō a tātou tamawāhine me o a tātou tamatāne. E hihi ana ki te here te wānanga, ki tēnei e karangangi ana ko North Tech. Ka mutu te mahi nei, it's artwork. Nā kei konei e ana te ika nui, e whakarongo ana me a hau anō hoki e kōrero atana kia koe. Ngari kei konei mātou e whakarongo ana kia koe. Nā tēnā anō koe.
Kia ora, tēnā rau atu. Kaha koutou i te awhikini take o te mahi toi mō ngā rangatahi, mō ngā iwi Māori kato, ne?
Ai.
Ai, ko hau ana Kārena, tāku take i koretia te New Zealand Certificate in Arts and Design at level 4. To enter this, if you love art and were good at it at college or at school, and you haven't studied in a tertiary institution before, you can have this first year's fees free if you're aged over 21. For people who've just left school and have been good at art, you can apply and study at North Tech to gain a Bachelor of Applied Arts. Now, there are all sorts of interesting things you do. You do animation, digital art, intermedia, photography, printmaking, sculpture, web design, drawing design, and develop your own talent in art. And this is something that's very special to us. Ki te iwi Māori nei, ko te mahi toi. Now, you go to North Tech in Whangarei. This is a three-year course, and people who are on it are highly successful, and it has 78% employment, has a high degree of success, and affirmation for all the students. Now, the applications close on the 5th of February 2018, and if there are lots of inquiries from Kaitaia and you ring these numbers, 09-4398-200 or 020-4029-7208, my daughter Faith, who teaches this course, will come up to Kaitaia, and she would do interviews in Kaitaia Library. On Tuesday, the 30th of January, she'd take interviews at Kaitaia Library from 10 a.m. This course suits everybody. It's a human being, but it particularly suits Māori people because so many of our people are talented in art. And it's a course that is envied by other students and enjoyed by those ones who do it. And if anybody wanted to see some of the works on it, Ngāpuhi Festival in Whangarei, I think this week, and some of the students, present students, will be there supporting that work. And it's a thing that would always enhance your life and make you very happy. So kia ora rā atu, thank you very much.
Okay. And now I'm going to ask you the question. I heard you say that it's at the festival for Ngāpuhi in Whangarei. Is that where a tent would be for people to enroll?
No, these people, all the students and Faith and them have all got work in the Ngāpuhi Festival. I don't know that they're doing enrolments there. They will be there, so they can go and inquire there too. She'll be there and so will the students.
Oh, right.
I can easily bring her and make sure they've got all those things. I'm sure they would have the form.
Okay. Now, the other thing I was going to ask you, how many students for the year does Faith require for this year to start the program of...
She has to have 25 students, and they've got 15 now, and so they desperately need 10 more people. So any we can produce in the North would be looked after like, you know, you'd be gold to them. It would be a really, it's just like a survival thing for this course and for future courses, because if you don't have a year one, next year you don't have a year two, and the next year you don't have a year three. So this is a huge matter for us to hold this this beautiful work in the north.
Okay. So this course is done in Whangarei. Is that what I hear?
Yeah, in Raumanga campus, yeah.
Raumanga campus. Okay. When they do apply, do they have living conditions there for the students if they're going there?
I think they have to find their own accommodation, but that's never been seemed to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they want enrollment forms or any of the paper about this, they can come to my house, live in Somerville Ave, or ring me, 408-0715, to get more information. But it closes on the 5th of February, so, you know, it's a short time.
Mm.
And Faith couldn't believe it when I told her all the things we'd done up here, and she said, oh, if that's the case, if there's enough people inquiring up here, she'll come and do the interviews here on the 30th of January.
Oh, very good.
If enough people are interested, so I gave those phone numbers, because they can just ring her at her home or husband, and they can decide if they're coming up or what.
Okay. Now, the other question I'm going to ask is so far as this is concerned, I find that a lot of Māoris and probably Pacific Islanders, they're good at art. And I suppose, Anna, I can mention, has she done a wide scope in Auckland, in South Auckland, with a lot of Māoris and Pacific Islanders besides us up north here?
Faith has worked in Dunedin, Whanganui. She's exhibited everywhere. She works with the New Zealand Māori artists.
Mm-hmm.
She works and exhibits with them, has done for about 15 years, I think. And they interact with all the other native people from all over the world, and they travel to those places.
Mm.
They the Aboriginal and the American Indians, they come here to work with them. Say it might be a tofara for in the holidays, in the Christmas holidays. Then these ones go back over there, and all this travel and development that is working internationally for. Indigenous people, that's all part of what seems to go with Faith's buddies.
Mm.
And the success rate with Māori children everywhere is, you know, amazing for her.
Yes.
And some very quiet ones who are so good at art and they help each other. It's getting more and more a team effort of everybody excelling and supporting each other.
Okay, Anna. In my questions is, I know there's a lot of Māoris that are lovely, are good at art, and it's natural. And you know, like for instance, you get the men, they do tamokos, eh? And that's quite natural, and that's art. Yeah, and then I see that with this program that you got, as long as our Māori families can hear this, and if they've got children or families that are interested in it, I hope they do ring you or your daughter and encourage them to do this. And just be quick about the date.
The date.
That's right, the dateline. And at least if they heard it, it's by the 5th of February, eh?
Yeah, and the interviews, if there's enough and they ring in enough people want interviews, Faith will come up here on the 30th of January, on Tuesday the 30th of January, and do interviews at Kaitaia Library.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
There. And really, it can be people who've just left school, or people who are 21 or 31 or wherever in your life. You would like to go and do this art dream that you know you could do.
Mm.
It's amazing what different age people have done it, and they've been successful and very happy.
Oh, very good.
Pai ana, tēnā koe, ko teikanui tōku ingoa. I just wanted to ask you quickly regarding the studying. No doubt there are some things in the first year that they will all do. Are you able to tell us a little bit about that? No doubt they learn different things through the 3 years before they specialise into their medium, whichever one they're doing all of them. So what does the first year look like, Whaia?
The first year is 19 weeks. an inspiring hands-on studio-based program which allows you to explore and expand your skills in a range of visual arts and design mediums. New Zealand Certificate in Arts and Design Level 4 aims to provide a solid grounding in a range of design and art media, as well as art and design history. It is an excellent staircasing program for entry into the Bachelor of Applied Arts degree. Content: apply fundamental, practical, conceptual and research skills to the production of art, craft and or design work. Select and apply creative processes, methods and techniques to solve problems in response to a brief. Art, design history, creative methodology, visual arts, studio, graphic design.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a broad thing. They go to Hector about the Star Compass. They go to Auckland Museum about Māori arts. They do all sorts of art exhibitions. And they study in there. They travel. They have all, digital stuff with it. Every aspect of art.
Yes. Now, I'm aware of different people that have been supporting that for the last couple of years. People like BJ Ewing and Kawiti Wayford's mum.
Those are face mates.
And Manos himself, et cetera. So it is a wonderful kaupapa fire. So for the first year, does it look like a little bit of everything?
Mm. Yeah, here it is: animation, digital art, intermedia, photography, printmaking, sculpture, web design, drawing, and design.
Okay.
Exciting, eh?
Aye.
Tēnā koe.
I'm sorry, I'm 78. I'd love to go myself.
He re koe whae. Mehe mea ka roto I ako te hia hia ka haere. He re
koe. Ai, tēnā anō koe. Ana me o a kōrero. A korongo atu tātou iaiana wēne. We've heard it. You've said most of it. And let's hope the platform for this particular art degree is installing some of our Māoris to enroll for 3 years. I do hope you get your figure for the year.
Yeah. Kia ora.
Ai, tēnā anō koe, Anna. Kia ora.